Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Little discombobulated, just getting set up because we got into the whole plant discussion, the plant-based meat discussion with the weekly dishers. Well, where do you come down on it, Mom?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to that restaurant yet.
Oh, to Stock and Spade.
The new place in Wayzata. But I didn't get exactly what she said about... She was saying something about the Impossible Burgers that... They're not helping. I didn't understand if they're not helping the environment or what it is.
Go back and listen to the podcast of the Weekly Dish.
Listen.
That's what I'd say.
No.
We won't go down to that whole. But there is this whole.
You had the guy on from Impossible Burgers on your.
No, not the Impossible Burger guy. So Purist protein. I mean, here's where it gets really like in the weeds. So to make a non-meat from an animal burger, you got what's in it, right? So you need something that makes, you know, that is like the substance of it.
Yeah.
And one of the things is often pea protein. And there is a company based here called Purus, which makes the pea protein. Now, let me tell you something. The guy, the CEO, Tyler Lorenzen, I shouldn't be saying this, but he's very cute.
Yes, he's very cute.
And he's a former NFL, he's a former football player.
Yeah.
And he, like, when he says, when he throws out names like Tom, he's talking Brady.
Oh, you sure, know, of course.
And he kind of runs in that crowd, and he runs that company, and they're a big deal, and they provide their pea protein to companies like Impossible Burgers. Okay. So that's a very, I will say, I did on our Twin Cities Business podcast on By All Means, which you could get on podcast one.
I listened to everyone.
Anyway, we had Tyler Lorenzen on and he talked about it. But yeah, there is this whole confusion over the whole, like, is it about the environment? Is it about health? What is it really about? Bottom line, here in Minnesota, in Wayzata, new concept called Stock and Spade. It's all plant-based. It's a burger joint. That's all plant-based. So the chicken, the meat, the cheese, nothing, there's no dairy.
Obviously, they just opened Thursday, and you, of course, got a preview because you're so close with Stephanie March. You know,
well,
I was not invited.
She, for once, actually wanted my opinion.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't happen very often. She doesn't really think a lot of my food opinions.
No, but when it comes to a veggie burger, she actually wants to know what this veg had. I've had Beyond Burgers and I've had Impossible Burgers, and I like Impossible Burgers better.
Oh.
I feel like they taste more like a hamburger than...
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, and what do I know?
And the interesting thing is a lot of the plant-based burgers are trying to be more meat-like. As a longtime vegetarian, I don't like Impossible Burger because it tastes more like meat.
But you don't know what meat tastes like.
But you know the smells and you know the...
But you do not know what it tastes like. Even as a kid, I made you try certain things, but I don't ever remember you eating meat. Right? I mean, like a hamburger.
Right. And then you dragged me to the pediatrician and thought I was going to be.
You tried salmon and you had dry heaves.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought, no, I better
not
do that.
TMI. Anyway, it is open. It is fun. Stephanie March from The Weekly Dish wrote an absolutely hilarious preview of Stock and Spade. Whether or not you want to eat or try a plant-based burger, you got to read what she wrote. It's at mspmag.com. And yeah, it was fun to get out and do that this week. And what a great day to be out in Wayzata or shopping a neighborhood. It is so nice out. I feel like this week the floodgates just opened. Like there were so many announcements of new stores. Things are really picking up. Things are starting to happen.
Does it scare you at all?
In what regard? In terms of going, you mean being out?
Yes.
Well,
when
I mean,
you've been locked up for so long, I need baby steps.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But I just mean it's nice to see that businesses are rebounding.
Right.
That retailers are saying, yep, we're going to take a chance on the Twin Cities. We're going to open a new store or restaurant or whatever it is. Yeah. I think those are good signs.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't mean, you know, you have to go to every single one immediately and you could, you know, take things out or whatever. Yeah. But I did stop in Brooke and Lou yesterday at Nolan. That's the latest arrival at Nolan Maine's.
I did not know them.
50th in France. So that is, I think, haven't we had Brie Hamill on the show? I think we have. So she's really? A very established interior designer who then decided she was going to create her own home decor line. She's based here. She has a whole team here, very successful. And so Brooke and Lou is her home decor line. And she is doing a 6-month pop-up to test the waters at Nolan.
She may stay or she may not, depending.
Right. It's quite small, smaller than I was expecting. But again, it's a pop-up.
Where and is it?
So it's all on, Market Street. Market Street, which is literally the street behind 50th.
Behind D'Amico, that's the easiest way for me to think of it.
But, yeah, for people who are familiar with what 50th and France looked like before that whole development came. Yeah, it's like if you were in what used to be the D'Amico parking lot, that is now the Nolan Mains development. I was actually with a friend who hadn't been over there at all, and was like, I had no idea this stuff was behind here. And I said, yep, that's the challenge.
Right.
You know, once you see it, there's a whole row of stores, all local. That's where Dugo is. That's where Scout is, which is a really... great store, right? Flirt, Stranger and Co. All those stores are back there, but you have to know to walk back that way.
But that ice cream place is going to open too. What is it called? The what science?
Sweet Science.
Sweet Science.
Yes,
and I think that'll help.
The Lynn Hall is back there too. People are finding that. So anyway, Brooke and Lou is open, small, not inexpensive, but very cute and fresh, you know, pillows and accessories and things like that. So that was fun to see. And then the big scoop this week, the big announcement is that Nolan Mains scored their first national fashion brand.
So I didn't know that they wanted to do that, but...
Well, here's the deal. Originally, they expected it to be like half and half.
Oh, okay.
Then the pandemic happened and nobody was signing leases and everybody just sort of put the brakes on everything. And they found that the locals were more willing to take a chance, especially if the terms were right.
Sure.
Now the nationals are saying, you know what? People are coming back to stores. We still believe the store experience is important. So they signed Billy Reid. Billy Reid is
a big deal.
It is a pretty big deal. Yeah, it's a first store in the Twin Cities. If you're not familiar, Billy Reid is a fashion brand. Billy actually lives in the South in Louisiana. It's kind of, you know, modern classics. He's probably better known for menswear.
But he does
He's in GQ all the time, but he does women's as well. You know, price points probably start in like the 150 range. I mean, these are better pieces.
Sure.
These are, you know, cashmere sweaters and, you know, tailored jackets and things like that you're going to have for a while. It's not super trendy.
Yeah. And there were certainly other places that would have liked to have had Billy.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I mean, that's why it's such a big get that they decided to go. And I spoke to Billy himself this week. And
there's a real Billy Reid.
Billy Reid is a man.
Okay.
He is a person.
Well, I assume that.
He is an actual person, and he's a person who knows a lot of ups and downs. His fashion brand used to be called William Reid. He was a little more formal back when he was in New York.
Okay.
He had this huge triumph of a show on September 10th of 2001. And everybody was going crazy, and this was going to be his big break. And then 9/11 happened and his company folded.
The
orders didn't come in, and he moved to Louisiana, where his wife was from, started over, opened his first store in New York in 2008. The very day that the stock market crashed.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this guy
has had a lot of bad luck.
And as a result, I think it just sort of really has helped him put things in perspective. And he's like, pandemic, okay, you know, we'll ride it out.
And it makes you decide, you know what? Let's be more friendly. We'll become Billy Reid.
Exactly. Yes. So he's been Billy Reid for a while. He's got 15 stores. This is the first one in Minnesota. The closest one to our market is Chicago. Most of them are in the South.
They do carry his product at Martin Patrick 3.
They do.
And will they continue to even
they
with
will.
This open?
They will. In fact, he said generally it helps, like the more recognition in a market, then more people who are interested in it.
That makes
sense. But yeah, I mean, the fact that he said his stores do better in neighborhoods. He liked the charm of 50th in France. Nolan Mains went after him, you know, aggressively. And so,
Do you think there'll be more national companies coming?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think if he does well, and now that Nolan Means can say, yeah, we've got that. They have another restaurant that they'll be announcing soon. And
I wouldn't realize just how big that area is back there.
There's still how several spaces available.
I didn't realize that.
But I do think also it just speaks to the way people want to shop. And, you know, this is a moment for neighborhood outdoor shopping. People feel good about boutiques. And I think the malls are facing a much longer period of recovery. But we do have some announcements at malls, too. And we'll talk about those when we get back. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thank you for joining us today. This I'm really excited to tell you about, Mom. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but there is a grand opening happening today downtown Minneapolis.
Downtown Minneapolis? And this just makes
my heart happy.
A grand
to hear
opening
this.
Of what?
A store.
No.
A store, an actual retail store.
What
opening
store?
In IDS, in the IDS Center. It's the Sista Co-op. And it is part of, do you remember talking pre-pandemic about Chameleon Shops? So Chameleon Shops is this was this program started by the Minneapolis Downtown Council. And the idea was to promote small business owners, black and minority business owners, and to get some of those open skyway spaces filled and get them into downtown spaces to, you know, to get things started, to launch them. It was quite successful. There were some retailers who did it, some small businesses who participated in Chameleon Shops and came away quite happy. But of course, it was all sort of put on hold over the last year and a half. So this is the first one, Sista Co-op. That's S-I-S-T-A-H. Sista Co-op. It's a business collaboration operated by and for entrepreneurs of color. Co-founded by Sabrina Jones, who is the owner of S&J Creations. She does body love products. It's body products, you know, beauty. And then Angela Lam Onia, I might be pronouncing her name wrong. And they both have, it will be beauty, it will be self-care, it will be you know, gifts and other small items. And it is opening today. They're having a grand opening. They're going to have some giveaways and a little some fashion shows and things going on. And then their regular hours will be Tuesday through Friday. Weekends will be open for events, Mondays by appointment.
Is it a big space? Do you know?
You know, I've seen pictures. I'm hoping to scoot over there and check it out. I've seen pictures, and I think it's what on the Skyway level, what used to be like the Rocco Altobelli space. I think that's what it is, which would be set up well for a beauty product. I think I have that right. So yeah, a good decent sized space. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's exciting because the Skyways have. I know the businesses there have not been able to survive for the most part.
It's been tough going. Yeah. Yes. So good to see some new energy coming in. Good to see a great opportunity for some local small business owners. A lot of people want to be out there supporting BIPOC businesses. This would be a great way to do it and worth making a trip. You know, go take your afternoon walk on Nicollet Mall instead of walking around a lake. Go do that. You know, go take a walk. Maybe the farmer's market is going to start up soon.
Oh, yes.
And then go in and check out this store, and hopefully there will be more to come.
Good.
I'm going to sneeze.
That's exciting.
Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Then an announcement at Galleria. So, you know, Restoration Hardware obviously moved out quite a while ago now, moved over with their ginormous mansion in the Southdale parking lot.
Through all of this?
Whole time. Yes.
They never closed the restaurant, too?
I don't know if, I mean, the restaurant probably closed for a time, but I mean, it's all open now. Yeah. That's a really big store. You can easily socially distance in there.
That's true, yes.
You could have your own wing in that store.
Oh, and you could eat outside because they have such a gorgeous patio.
That sounds lovely. Oh, wouldn't that be a lovely thing to want to do?
Maybe
right
that
now?
Will be my first outing. I still haven't been at a restaurant. You know that.
Maybe our husbands should take us there on Mother's Day. It's probably already sold out.
I wonder.
Could we just pause and make a quick call?
In case
Shoot, now
listening?
We've given the idea and everyone else is going to take it. But yeah. Anyway, the Restoration Hardware space at Galleria, where they used to be,
right.
That's a pretty good
Big
sized space,
space
right?
Yes.
And that's been sitting empty. Galleria had started to activate it for events. If you recall,
yes,
did you go
I was
to a fashion
at,
show?
Yes, that, I was at a fashion show there
yes.
right before all this happened.
So they've made use of it, but obviously looking for the next tenant. And now we know what it's going to be.
It is
Rejuvenation Lighting, which people who it is, that's another national, you know, home brand. Pretty good get for the Galleria. Certainly right in line
and they're
with their
take
focus on home
the
design.
Whole space?
They're taking the whole space. Yeah.
Well, that's
the signs
be,
went up this week.
That'll light it up.
Oh, good one, Mom. Yes. So that's coming soon.
That's
and
good.
Then
they still don't know what they're doing with Gabbert space. In terms of if it's going to, if they're trying to get
so,
one tenant.
Okay,
or
so
break
that's
it
a
up.
Very, very interesting question. So if you go back to, again, pre-pandemic days of 2019, when Heinz, the national company that owns Galleria now,
right.
When they put the Galleria on the market, they were ready to sell it. And part of their pitch was whoever bought it would have this huge opportunity. They had blueprints of how that space, the Gabbert space, could be the base for a like a building, like a tall building that would go up. It could be
oh.
like another hotel. It could be apartments. It could like they were pitching it like you could do something big
yeah.
with that square footage. And so I think they sort of purposely left it, thinking that whoever bought it would want it. Then pandemic took the gallery off the market. I don't know. They're not talking. They don't want to tell me.
Huh.
I said, you really should just, you know, give me the advance information. So
they,
I'll keep working on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hope they don't want to put a tall apartment building or something. I feel like that's all.
What
that
would you like
happens.
To see there? What I mean, if you think about that well, space not being chopped up into little stores, but being some sort of something bigger, you
yeah,
know, like an
I remember
anchor store.
When they first were, you know, when it first came out that they were selling, there was a rumor for a while that maybe Saks Fifth Avenue
oh,
or Nordstrom
I don't see
you
that
know,
happening.
Would, you know, come
yeah.
there. But yeah, it'd be nice, but I doubt that that will happen.
I doubt it
the
too.
The other thing that I heard that was upsetting to me, I had known that the Edina Theater obviously was closed during
yes.
the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was closed permanently.
Yes, that, where did you hear that?
I heard that from I think she's the editor-in-chief of Twin Cities Business.
Yeah,
and
wrote a story this week about
yeah.
leasing at 50th in France. And
that was a shocker to me
yeah.
because I can't imagine there not being movie theaters there. That is such a part of the neighborhood.
Well, we are creatures of habit. It is a nice attraction and a longtime fixture at 50th in France, but Landmark Cinemas,
yeah,
which operated
it.
The Edina Theater
yeah.
and Lagoon, they're gone. I mean, they gave it up. They are out of that space and they are not coming back.
Which I did not realize.
And so the local landlord is looking and trying very hard. If anyone wants to operate a 4-screen movie theater, it's up for grabs. But there are not movies. The movie business is not coming back.
But don't think that that's going to come back? Just as stores and other things do? People are dying to go to movies and have their popcorn and all that.
I think the movie theater business has been forever changed and damaged by this. I think a
Ooh,
lot of people
really?
Are really quite happy to watch their movies at home.
I don't think you're totally right.
All right, so call in. Let us know. Am I wrong? We'll talk more about that, and I'll tell you about another opening next on Shop Girls. We're solving all the world's big consumer dilemmas here on Shop Girls. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. We were talking about the future of movie theaters. Are you anxious to go back to a movie theater? Have you been missing that? Have you been back? Was it everything that you wanted? And or are you like, you know what? I've really gotten used to watching new releases at home, and I'm really good with that. 651-641-1071 is our number.
Did you hear Frances McDormand when she won the Oscar?
Yeah.
When she talked about, you know, we need to see movies on the biggest screens possible. And, you know,
you said that in her acceptance speech?
Yeah. And I missed that. Basically, you know, please come back to the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I mean, there is a difference with certain movies, obviously, when you see them on a big screen.
Well, I mean, to me, I guess there's just the complete and total like immersiveness of like, I'm not going to also pay a bill on the side.
The phone doesn't ring.
Right. My kids aren't going to ask me or something. I'm not. There's something about just really being
you know
in
what?
The moment.
There's good and bad. Like we were watching. Actually, it was a series, I guess. It wasn't a movie the other night. And we were eating while we were watching it. Mm-hmm. And then I really wanted to go put the food away. And so I said, let's pause it. Or, you know, suddenly you have to go to the bathroom. There's certain times that it's nice.
Yeah.
But an evening out of being able to go to a movie theater and
there's
get a bite to eat
that.
Or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I would.
Maybe you should buy the Edina movie theater.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe you could bring it back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Make it everything you
make
want.
A collection.
Yeah.
Do
but
that.
I think part of the tricky part, though, especially we were talking about the fact that Landmark Cinemas is not returning to the Edina movie theater. It's not just closed because of the pandemic. It's closed because they're gone. And so the landlord.
That is why it closed. Isn't it, originally?
I mean, the landlord is. Yes, of course. The landlord's looking for a new, they're hoping to keep it a movie theater. The city of Edina desperately wants it to stay a movie theater, but they were saying that it's just really hard. There are not a lot of companies that want a four-screen theater. Yeah. They either want a one-screen theater, like the Uptown or something, you know, to be like an art house, or they want a suburban multiplex where they can really make money.
Where they can sell more popcorn.
Sarah's on the line with a comment on movie theaters. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Have you been back to the movies yet?
I have not. Instead, I bought a projector for my house.
Oh, a projector.
Oh.
And how's that? Do you miss theaters at all?
You know, I don't, which is strange because I was one of those people who went to them quite frequently. But this is allowing me to watch movies with my child more often. So we project them up on a big screen or on the wall, and we can watch movie releases at home with the whole movie theater experience, and it's not quite so expensive as it would be to take him out to a theater.
Yeah, totally.
And I will say, I think sometimes the popcorn you make at home, I made popcorn last night, it's better. It's much better.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fun idea, Sarah. Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that. I know one of my son's friends also has a projector like Sarah, and they were doing movies outside, you know, summer, you know, doing it like in the backyard up against their house, and it was like the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, or people put like a sheet up, you know, on with poles.
Yeah. And Hope, what about you? Have you been back to a theater yet?
I have not.
Do you miss it?
I don't think I really miss it, but like the more we talk about it, like it is like a different experience and feeling about it. So like I hope they do come back.
Yes.
But I can't really say I'm missing it.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
you think
somebody is looking and so at the Edina Theater right now, I can tell you that.
Oh, somebody that will keep it.
There is somebody who's looking, so let's hope. And then the other big one that I can tell you this.
Okay.
Someone, I don't know who we can take our guesses, but someone, a national retailer, is looking at the Sur La Table spot at the corner of 50. You know, the Sur La Table went bankrupt last year, and among the stores they closed, they didn't close all their stores, but among the ones they closed was 50th in
France.
But
we don't know if it's a home kind of.
Don't
we don't know,
know
what
yet.
Kind.
We don't know. They don't want to jinx the deal.
Well, what is the woman's name? Susan?
Susan Hoglund, who owns.
Susan Hoglund, if you're listening, you can tell us.
She's lovely. She runs At Home and Company on 50th, and with her dog, her adorable dog, who is her head of HR and is always at the store with
probably
her.
Does a better job than some people would.
So cute. Yeah. But she owns, in addition to owning her store, she owns several buildings, and so those are her property. So that's all in an article that I published at tcbmag.com if you want more of the scoop of what's going on at 50th and kind of the changing of the guard.
Yeah. Big difference on 50th.
Yeah, more things happening. Meanwhile, Mall of America had an opening. This one, long time in coming, announced a couple of years ago that M&M's was going to open a store.
I didn't remember that they were going to do that.
And
maybe
so,
that's where I can get the dark M&M peanuts, dark chocolate M&M peanuts. I can never find them anywhere. Just wanted to put that out there. No, you can't. Because I'm telling you, you know, they now have 7 million kinds of M&M's.
There are a lot of varieties.
Oh, not a lot. Yes. There are 7 million. And you cannot, they they don't make everything in dark chocolate. They make dark chocolate M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
I prefer, as does my husband,
yes,
the dark chocolate M&M peanuts.
Dark chocolate
M&M. You cannot find them.
Really?
Target has all these M&Ms, no dark chocolate ones.
I bet you anything we're going to get emails now from someone who shops in some random store,
well,
who knows where you can buy them.
I will tell you that I finally got some the other day at Jerry's grocery store on 50th. I was shocked.
Leave it to Jerry's.
To see them. Yeah. And I had to go to Amazon to get some.
Wow.
So it's not been easy.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry you've had
so
that.
So maybe the store will carry them.
I believe that. Well, if the M&M store doesn't have your dark chocolate, then I don't know who will. So this is a large, company store, and it's 24,000 square feet. It is the sixth in the world that they've opened.
Don't they have one in New York? I feel like I was in one in New York. Yeah.
Yep. You can take a virtual tour online. If you go to mspmag.com, you'll see a story about it. And you can take a virtual tour of the store online if you're not quite ready to go there. It's near the rotunda on the first level, which makes sense, kind of near Nickelodeon Universe and all that.
Oh, they're going to do fine.
But that's a fun one. And Mall of America, that's exactly the kind of place that it should be, right? Yeah. So I'm sure you can do, custom and kind of all things M&M.
Will they carry other candy besides M&M?
Yeah, I mean, it's all...
Because they're owned by...
Right, Mars. Mars, yeah. So yes, there'll be some other stuff too. Then, couple other announcements.
Warby Parker.
Warby Parker's opening
at
Mall of America.
They're opening Mall of America.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing
what
is...
What happened to them being strictly online? That kind of went by the wayside.
Well,
I mean, when they first opened, that was the whole idea.
Right. Well, it's been a while, but this is this has been the pattern of D2C brands, direct to consumer brands. They get successful and then their fans are like, well, we want to touch and feel the product. We want to try them on. We want a store experience. And so they realized they needed to open stores.
And with eyeglasses, I think that's really
so they've got their store in the North Loop. They've got their store at the Galleria.
Yeah.
They were talking. I remember back when they first opened their pop-up in the Asco Finlayson store in the North Loop.
Oh, sure.
I remember talking to the co-founders then, and the Mall of America was certainly on their radar. And they were, looking at it even back then.
Yeah.
So this makes sense. So they are going to be opening a store at Mall of America. And again, I think the best news is just that brands are opening
people
stores.
People are opening.
People are looking at these spaces. They want to be in the Twin Cities, and they're coming back.
Yep.
And then there's another opening.
Another opening.
Wait.
Another
there was
show.
One other. I'll find it.
Well,
I know what it is. It's another, it's kind of a streetwear brand, locally owned. This is a brand that came out of Community Commons. Like we've talked about For the Love, and we've talked about Fabulous Diva Boutique. There's another brand called Urban 29, and they are having a grand opening. They too have now gone from Community Commons at Mall of America to their own storefront.
And what? Do they carry what kind of
fashion streetwear? Just kind of casual
men
cool.
and women.
I think it's more men's. I'm not 100%. I'll see if I can find out.
Okay,
but they're having their grand opening today, so you could just go and check it out.
Okay,
how about that?
Meanwhile, a Target, not to be, left behind.
Forgotten.
Yes.
Not to have a week where we don't have some sort of Target news.
They have a new collaboration with Christopher John Rogers, Alexis, and is it Rixo? R-I-X-O is the other brand. They just released on Thursday their full lookbook. They have a spring designer dress collection. They are fabulous, to at least the pictures make them look absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
And John Rogers said... During an interview, he said, I got the most messages on Instagram that I've ever gotten in one day when people saw this 70-piece collection.
Wow.
And lots of really bright color, fun summer dresses. I mean, it just, you look at these and it makes you feel positive about things.
Mm-hmm.
The dresses are all sized extra small to 4X and all under $60.
Wow.
And you can buy them starting May 16th.
I was just going to say, yeah, they're not out quite yet.
No, May 16th, but you can look at the lookbook.
You can. So, and it's a really cool digital lookbook online, too.
Yes.
They have, if you go to the Target website, you'll see right on the front page, there's a whole section for it, and you click on it, and the models dance and move.
Yeah,
and
no.
And
I mean,
get the whole 360.
I don't, you know, sometimes I feel like I see some of those things, and when you see them in person, you're a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There's an awful lot of them that look really cute and great,
you know,
for summer.
Rixo, and it tells about the designers too.
Yeah.
And Rixo is actually two best friends. It's two women. Their names are Henrietta Rix and Orahai McCloskey.
Orahai? It's O-R-L-A-G-H.
Orla. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on and I thought it was
Orla. Well, you should wear your glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Rixo, born out of a deep passion for vintage design, art, and culture.
Yeah.
This is certainly in keeping with the whole kind of more is more, more pattern, more fun, more color in our wardrobes. And then
just to not forget the babies, they have a new diaper brand at Target called Millie Moon.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I mean, who knew? You know, I guess we're
designer
sort of past
diapers.
That. Designer diapers.
I am so glad I'm beyond that stage.
Luxury collection of diapers and wipes at everyday prices. So.
Why would somebody want to buy designer diapers?
Well, if you can get them, maybe if they're really good.
Uh-huh.
And why do people want to buy designer things?
I mean,
all?
Are they? Do they have patterns on them?
Well, let's see.
I mean, designer diapers?
When you get them, they are going to be giving back a portion of the proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
So to a literacy, an early literacy nonprofit, Reach Out and Read company. And along with that, at the beginning anyway, they are going to be having a book that is going to come with each carton that you buy that has an original bedtime story. So because they're fostering the whole importance of, you know, early literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be very absorbent diapers. And I guess, you know, they are, I don't know. People like the idea of, why do people buy Honest diapers? You know, the Jessica Alba brand.
Yeah.
I use Pampers.
Contemplate that. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, it's time for Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next. Listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. It is time to talk fashion. Let's analyze the looks from every angle and let's ask ourselves, whose look is it anyway?
Give me, she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
Got, Mom.
Well, I think that one of the things that I was interested in, I saw this article in InStyle about all of the waist down fashions, because as we are leaving our homes more, it's good to put a bottom on. I always feel, you know, before
when
actually
doubt,
leaving the house,
put a bottom on.
And there's some really cute things that they're showing. And I think that part of the reason is because we have not shown that part of our body in so long, there are a lot more fun kind of things. I think between not being out and also it being spring and summer when we tend to wear more of that kind of thing.
Big coming out party.
Yeah. So one of the looks they said that we're going to see a lot of are whimsical prints. And they showed pants that are really like some that look almost marbled or have graphic designs on them, lots of elaborate patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for casual, I think that's kind of fun. Do you like that or not?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, I think that some of these like really wild, funky pieces and prints are probably not going to have the longest shelf life.
No, but I think for summer, and, you know, I don't think I would invest, you know, a great deal of money, but I don't think all of these things have to be expensive either.
Right.
I love this other pant that they show. They said a lot of bottom of the leg details.
I like that too.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
They're a pair of
like, trying to describe,
pull on, and they're wider. They end above the ankle. mm-hmm. and it's a solid kind of lavender color on top. But then on one, well, I don't know if it's on both legs. On one leg, it's a big, like a salmon color. The lower half is salmon color with a big polka dot in the middle. The other leg is like aquamarine. So that there's a lot going on.
I actually just want this jumpsuit, I think.
It's a jumpsuit. Yeah, I was thinking it was a top and bottom.
No, this is one piece.
Well, but I don't think it's too... I mean, it's $128.
No, I know. I'm going to look. I mean, here...
I think it's adorable.
Here's what I like about this. I think some people shy away from wearing pattern on the bottom. They're afraid it's going to make their hips look big or that it's just too
much.
This
brings it lower.
Yes. This is kind of the perfect compromise. You get the solid color to your knees, and then you've got this surprising pop that nobody would see on Zoom.
No, exactly, unless you stand on a chair during Zoom. True. I think that's really fun.
Yeah.
Fringe and playful trim, and they show some jeans with a fringe bottom. Not my favorites.
You don't like fringe?
Well, sometimes, and in some places, I just didn't love this pair of jeans. Of course, they're $498, too, so I really don't like
them. Take a pass. And how do you wash those?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
One strand at a time. Mm-mm. I did see a cute pair. They weren't jeans. They were white pants with a scalloped edge bottom.
Yeah.
And a shorter length. And I thought that was fun. Then there's asymmetrical designs.
Not big on this either.
No.
Okay, so picture this. This is not, it's one thing to do like a high-low skirt where it's like higher in the front, lower in the back.
Yeah.
That can be, it's a little dicey, but it can be cute at times.
I think so.
How about higher up on the right side, lower down on the left
Shorter
side.
Shorter so skirt it, on one side, longer on the other.
Just like looks you like you,
you didn't either have enough material to make a whole skirt, so you put two of them together?
It literally looks like two different skirts. Pattern on one side, solid on the other, long on one side, short on the other. No, I'm saying a hard no to this.
I mean, I've seen skirts that are an asymmetrical hem.
Also, and that's this one is $790 from
Marnie. Isn't it good that we don't like the expensive ones?
It really is.
It really
comes
is wonderful.
In very handy when we don't like it.
And shoes will probably have more detail. They say there are going to be a lot of platforms and lace-up details. Not something I would be wearing, but they're interesting looking.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I can. I mean, that's not that big of a departure from what we've been doing. And I have seen a lot of the thicker stacked heels, but I think a lot of women are sticking with their sandals and flats.
And their flats and tennies. It is a big change. I mean, everybody's been wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah.
I like this. Tiers, ruffles, and volume. It hides so many sins of eating from the pandemic. And they show a very cute dress that is has like a three-tiered ruffled skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. $37.
Ooh,
who can go wrong?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Even if you wear it once.
Yeah.
And buckles and chains.
I hope you'll wear it more than once.
Well, yes. I was being facetious.
Yes, yes.
And then there's buckles and chains on shoes, and there's a ballet flat with a gold kind of chain.
That's
across
cute.
The
instep. That's a cute way of updating your basic
ballet.
Yeah,
and that's from Aerosols.
Little detail.
Mm-hmm. For $77. Neons and brights, I don't think that's that new. We've been seeing neons, but I think everybody...
Every few years, we talk about neons being a big thing. But
and
I think that's
fun. Bright colors, you know, after coming out of this, I think that's just a natural.
Mm-hmm.
And also the idea of standout shapes, having pants that are fuller.
Mm-hmm.
Sequins, I'm not going to be going there.
No?
No.
You don't want a daytime sequin?
No. I don't want sequins. But I think those are some kind of, you know.
What's your problem with sequins?
They're nice for dress up. I just am not real big on them.
The whole like daytime sequins thing just brings me right back to Jenna Lyons and her heyday and J. Crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting a sequin skirt with a denim shirt and mixing
it
up.
I'm not going to do it.
That's not you. Okay.
Okay. So here's the other trend that I am not a real big fan of.
Okay.
Boleros.
Yeah.
So it's hard to even explain the idea, but they're saying like you might be wearing a halter top, but it's still a little chilly because it's spring. And so these are like, they're almost, you could call them arm warmers because they're long sleeve, but then they are just really short, like a shrug. Like they showed some with a halter top and it's just long sleeves and it buttons like at your neck. So there's skin showing between the bolero and what you have under it. I would say no.
I mean, It's kind of ridiculous. This is like you really want to. I guess if you're wearing a sleeveless top or a little, you know, halter top.
Well, they even showed over like bras.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you just love and you don't want to cover it up, but your arms are cold. Then this would make sense, I guess.
I guess.
Or you just want to show off your figure. Or, I don't know.
This or you want silly. People to talk or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not so into it.
No, not my favorite. I'm not going to buy any boleros.
Okay, are you ready to go back to tall UGG boots?
Well, no, because I never went to them to begin with. So I'm really not. But apparently that's a thing. Again, yes, that's coming back.
Making a big comeback. The minis, return of the tall UGG.
The minis were out there for a while. In fact, we talked about them, I think, a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. A lot of the models were wearing those. But now, at least, it would seem that Gigi Hadid was wearing the classic tall boots.
Yep. Everybody's going up.
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it.
I hope she's happy in them.
Okay, we'll be back and take your questions. We'll talk shop. We're going to take you on a Goop cruise and so much more. Don't go away. More Shop Girls after the news.